This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Sunday edition. It is Mark with you,
Johnny Ray,
and Brett.
Brett Finot from School Sucks Project. How do you say your last name? It threw me off there.
You nailed it.
That's how you say it?
Finot, yeah.
Okay, you say Finot. But it's probably it's somewhere in the far-reaching past.
Binwa?
What is it?
Binwa?
Something like that, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you're here visiting. Why?
I'm passing through. I'm launching from Keene, New Hampshire, and more importantly, Free Talk Live, a nationwide tour called School Sucks Across America that goes all the way to Los Angeles, California, and then back up here to home.
What? You're saying school sucks. What could that possibly mean?
That's the name of my show.
Well, why? Why would you name your show School Sucks?
These are great leading questions. I want to say, first of all, it's a podcast I've been doing about 8 years. I was a teacher for the better part of a decade and a tutor and a college admissions consultant. And at the time that I was working with a lot of teenagers, I also had these young nieces and nephews, and I realized they had some qualities, the youngsters, that were setting them up for success, like creativity, curiosity, hopefulness, that the 17 and 18-year-olds that I was working with just didn't seem to have. And what I realized was in between these two groups was school, where I had been working and noticing some things, and I had also spent 15,000 hours in public school and in higher education. And I think it kind of sucks a lot of these essential qualities out of people. And the funding, also kind of a problem, also some sucking going on there, away from, you know, educational alternatives. And there's a real battle in the country right now over, you know, redistributing some of that money or not taking some of that money and letting people use some of that money for their own ideas about what education should be. But that's a real fight.
I mean, everybody, adults, I mean, we know that education's important.
Indeed, yes.
We want young people to have every opportunity that they could possibly have. Johnny Ray and I, we don't want kids to end up like us, right? And so, I mean, you know, this notion that you're talking about, sort of pulling money away from these tried and true methods. I mean, how dare you?
Tell me more. Tell me more about tried and true. What are you speaking about?
Well, I went through government school and I went to prison.
Yeah, you want to try that one, Johnny Ray?
I went to school too. The school in it's funny. There's an old prison in Asheville, North Carolina, where I grew up. That looks identical to the school. It was designed by the same architect, in fact. But I was curious about you, Brett, and your own experience as a student. Because you had kind of a revelation, it sounds like, as a teacher and a consultant and a tutor and a coach and everything. Mm-hmm. Did you have any of those kind of tendencies or inclinations when you were a student?
School made me think that I was pretty dumb, or at best pretty average. And I think a lot of it was I was just being asked to do, made to do things that other people wanted me to do and not, you know, pursuing my own interests or intrinsic motivation. And I think in early education, especially, kids really have to be following, you know, their own interests, the things they're motivated to do to kind of build momentum and confidence towards learning. I mean, there are things that we need to know to survive in the world, for sure. Are put in a situation, I guess the best way to say it would be, say a kid wants to learn about aliens or something that doesn't seem like it would be useful. I mean, we all agree knowledge of aliens hasn't proved useful in any of our lives. If this kid doesn't know how to read or write, those are, you know, absence of skills in the way of him getting that information. So you find the thing that has this gravity, this interest, or that the kid has this interest in, And what I've seen in my own young nieces and nephews and a lot of the young kids I've worked with is they'll fill in the spaces in between using their own motivation. And I wish school would work more like that. I mean, there's all kinds of problems with the public school, especially for young boys, forcing them to sit still when they want it to be, you know, moving more than anything in the world. And I think a lot of aspects of it are really damaging. So my show is not about school sucking. I don't need to make that case. I think school does a fine job of making it for most people. What we really talk about, and what I'm hoping to find, you know, dozens of examples of on this tour across the country, is self-education. You know, people who are actually, you know, pursuing their own paths and taking charge of their learning.
Well, I'd invite you out to my house, but my wife and child are heading down to Florida tomorrow, along with my mother and a gaggle of animals. You know, my wife's mother is ill, and so she's going down there to spend some time with the family. She does winter down in Florida, but she's looking forward to wintering a little early this year. But I can tell you today, my son was working on a comic book. He regularly works on comic books. And
making them.
Making them.
Awesome.
Right. And, look, they're not the comic books that we read, but, like, we read comic books from Marvel, and then he makes his own, and we go through them together later. There's not a lot of verbiage that he puts together. Onomatopoeias, you know, that, you know, bam, right?
Pow, sure.
Right. there's a lot of things that blow up in these comics. But, you know, I mean, those are things that are interesting to him. So there's tanks in the comics. So we watch videos on tanks on a relatively regular basis. I've got pretty much all the knowledge I need to have on tanks, but you know, not him. He wants to collect the level of knowledge that I have on tanks and perhaps surpass that level of knowledge. And so you're right. He has to be, because I'm not going to tell him how to do how to type things into YouTube.
Right, right.
So he's got to type it into YouTube. Now, admittedly, Google is, you know, it's a pretty good helper. It's a pretty good assistant. So after he types in enough stuff, he'll see things listed, and he'll pick among those things that are listed as to what he wants to see and that sort of thing. But he does have to have some grasp of the language to be able to do it. He doesn't like typing or writing if he can avoid it. But I think, you know, I feel the same way, generally. But he does love to write comics and do these sorts of things. So he's spending, you know, he's got to fill in those gaps. 100%, that's what's working at our household. He has never been at a government school. And I agree with you. It seems to me the most cynical, soul-sucked people on the planet are those that are at a school. And I don't limit it to government school. In that circumstance, I went to a private school, a private Christian school, for 9 of my 13 years in education, high school through high school. And it's just a better form of government school was
yeah,
what I went
sure.
to. There was a little more focus. I did better there, but it still gave you the same education. And I wanted to ask this question. Do you think that there is anyone that government school education is better for than any other form of education?
That's a really good question.
We should have options. Is this option that I consider to have been really pretty damaging to me, although I could do the work, it just left me really drained.
Sure. Well, I worked with a lot of inner city kids. And there's a lot of people who have, you know, situations, whether it's their family or their neighborhood, where school is definitely a kind of respite. And, you know, that's something that I'm well aware of. I'm not into pushing a button and ending the public school system overnight. I think that would be disastrous. So the answer to the question at this juncture, unfortunately, is yes, because for some people it is the only option. It will be interesting to see what kind of developments happen over the next few years with charter schools. I'm willing to give charter schools a chance. But, yeah, I mean, so if I answer yes to that question, what does that mean?
I don't know what it means. I have no idea. I think that we need more options, not fewer. And the people that say, you will pay for our option, are obvious lunatics.
Right.
I mean, they're
right.
There are psychotic, violent crazies. But they don't they don't get it. They say, well, I don't think competition's really good when it comes to education. That's because you don't think competition's good anyway. You think your way's always the best.
Exactly. Well, I have no, the public school system is not in my crosshairs. We're about, you know, the individual pursuit of self-education on my show.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE.
Don't do what I did and run out. If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop? Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Brett.
Brett Vanat, visiting from School Sucks Project and starting the School Sucks Across America tour.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were talking in the last segment about sort of your thoughts on alternatives to education in this country and the changes that have been occurring. And I certainly want to go through that with you and pick up where we left off. But first, I want to tell everybody about saveatpurse.com. If you've ever wondered to yourself, why would I care about bitcoins? Well, I can tell you why. Because you can save between 10 and 30% on your purchases at Amazon. You might, when people talk about sales and that sort of thing, they say 10 and 25% off and all that stuff. And they just marked it up to mark it down. But that's not what's going on here. This isn't a sale. This is you getting 25, 30% off of the things that you're buying at Amazon. You could, since Amazon has just about everything, you could choose to change how you buy things. You could use Bitcoin to save that kind of money. You could get a raise, essentially. Would you like a 25% raise? Well, you can buy a lot of things that you normally buy at in your regular life at big box stores at Amazon. Just go to saveatpurse.com, sign up for an account there, get started. They've got a walkthrough, and it make it very easy for you. Saveatpurse.com. Brett, we were talking about alternatives in education. You were saying something to the effect of you're hoping that charter schools might offer more options to people. And it seems like there's charter schools popping up all over America.
Right. Yeah.
And the vast
new one open up here locally, Leaf Charter School in Marlow.
Yep, I've heard that.
Or Alstead, I believe.
Right, and they're not going to convince me to send my kid there. But nonetheless, I hope the very best for them and the families that send their kids there.
They've got sort of a they bring in local business magnates like the Badger people and mm-hmm. have them teach some entrepreneurship type classes, and it's more self-directed than you would get at the traditional high schools.
Anything that's self-directed, I'm for, and it's because once you get out of school, you can either choose to just go work someplace where somebody will tell you what to do for the rest of your life, and you will probably not find that very fulfilling, or you can be prepared to direct your life. And school, in my opinion, in my experience, did a miserable job of doing that for me.
We're always going to need help. We talk about self-directed education, and that's great, but when people are young, they're going to need help. They're going to need guidance. They're going to need mentors and tutors. And if you just think about the adversarial relationship that schools currently set up between children and adults, obviously there's going to be an adversarial relationship between the kids and most of the adults in the school at certain times. One of the really unfortunate things is that school interferes with families, even the public schools, because the parents have to become the cops for the rules of the school. You have to do your homework. And, when I was a tutor, I would have lots of conversations with parents who would feel frustrated, but they'd say, I got to side with the school. That's really unfortunate, because it's damaging, in a lot of cases, it's damaging relationships between parents and children. So because of the dynamics, the relationships that school sets up, even if it's just very subtle, most kids, especially by the time they're teenagers, they don't want anything to do with adults. Do you remember wanting to be near an adult when you were a teenager? You wanted to get away from them.
Right. I wanted it very badly. And the only people that I saw that had, like, this is... My relationship with adults was so messed up in my late teen years that I considered the homeschool kids that I had met to have weird relationships with their parents.
Sure, yeah.
And those weird relationships would be what I would consider a normal relationship, because it hasn't been corrupted by that... and I just keep using the same word over and over again because I feel like it's the right one. The cynicism that was created in me through school up to that point, being stuck with the same grade level all the way through. Everybody has to be the same age here, going up. And I don't know why parents weren't cool. I don't know why I didn't want my mom to drive me to school. I don't have any particular understanding as to why I would try to hide my mother from my friends and wouldn't let one of my friends to see my grandmother or any of those things. Like, I would say now, those are sick things to think.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But, I mean, I certainly did. I certainly thought that.
Well, right. I mean, there was a lot of factors in your life that were forcing you to think that way, for sure.
Brett, if you'll just hold for a second, I'm gonna take a call here. It looks like Ricky's calling in from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Oh.
Thank you there, Brother Mark. I love you. And what would your name be there, sir?
My name is Brett.
Hey, how you doing there tonight, Brett? Pleasure to meet you.
Likewise.
Ricky from the Commonwealth.
There's lots of Commonwealths. It's the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
All right.
Yeah, now I wanted to talk a little about something different. Now you have your guests on tonight. Plus, I wanted to give a little quick update on the end concerning the credit union, if I may.
Pick one.
Pick one?
Yeah.
I like the first one.
I like the first one, too, there, brother.
All right.
Yeah. See, a little story about me. See, when I was a little itty-bitty Ricky from the Commonwealth at 5, you know, I was one of these kids that was like ahead of his time, you know?
Oh, sure.
And see, just like it's kind of going on in the South now where they want to change the curriculum, and I know who's to blame for that. See, Pennsylvanians used to get taught different, the same as my parents, you see? But I was taught as a statist there, brother. And by the time I was 15, I became an anti-federalist.
Interesting. How are your parents taught?
They were taught the truth when it came to the Civil War. They weren't taught the lie. They were taught the truth.
If you were in an elevator with another man who didn't know the truth of the Civil War, how would you explain it to him?
Well, I had an interesting experience because I've been having troubles with the credit union.
And let's say it's an 80-story building.
80-story building?
Yeah, that you're in the elevator in with the man.
Explaining to him what a
federalist is? Well, I think it would be pretty easy because I always, whenever I go out, I wear my hat on my head and I wear my Southern Cross on my back. So I think we already
Stars
got
and bars.
Okay, yeah.
See, and how would I start with it? Well, I'd start with, telling him that it's the biggest lie. I'd talk to him maybe about, it depends on the person, what I sense. I could tell him to talk about Jefferson Davis. Tell them the truth there. I could talk about Abraham Lincoln. I mean, I have very publicly more than one time on this show said that Abraham Lincoln was a lying, white supremacist, emancipating son of a bitch. Now, I met up with a man at the credit union. It happened to be, just happened to be a black-skinned man. And he walked up. You won't talk to him?
No. I do appreciate it, though. Thanks for the call, Ricky. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Or you can call in on Skype. The username is lrn.fm. Here on Free Talk Live.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion-dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. It is Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Brett.
You can call in. You can talk about whatever is on your mind this Sunday evening. And I've been sort of interviewing Brett Vanat of the School Sucks Project here about his thoughts on education. And obviously, that's something you pretty much got to put up with every time you come here, Brett.
Absolutely.
I think this is the most important subject in the liberty sphere. If we think about taxation, for me, the largest burden is public schools.
Mm-hmm.
The largest amount of taxes I pay is currently to pay for what is the worst school in a given geographic area, for a given grade. I'm forced to pay for it, and if I don't, I hate education. It's the dumbest set of reasoning that I could ever possibly hear. I would never subject my child to it. I can understand why people send their kids to school, and specifically to government school, but ultimately I think we'd be better off without it.
Mark, wasn't there a time when your son wanted to go to the public school and you had said okay and you were preparing yourself for that?
No.
Did he change his mind?
No. He has talked about it, but really what he doesn't like is that whole getting up at a specific time and going to bed at a specific time thing.
Mm.
He's just not prepared to make any kind of sacrifices for the way that I think him waking up on his own is important. So sometimes he'll sleep till 10. And I think that's when brain development occurs. best I can have read, that's a true statement. Mm. So, I try to get him in bed as best I can on time, but I'm sure every parent out there realizes it's difficult to get a kid to go to bed on time. I'm not willing to sacrifice by saying, all right, I picked an arbitrary time for you to be up every single day, and you should be up at that time because we're going to do things.
Brain development occurs during sleep, not at 10 a.m.
It's during sleep if it is 10 a.m.
Okay.
So, anyway, let me tell you about Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform. It's designed to replace cash and help people to manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private, and it's easy to use. Fees are low and transactions are fast and can be even confirmed instantly if you want. You can pay anyone anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping to run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping to run the Dash network. And Dash is it's an upgrade to the Bitcoin system that we were given by Satoshi Nakamoto, and I think it's great for that. If you want to privately send $300 to somebody in North Korea, and they have access to a computer, because you really have to have the internet to do this. But let's presume somebody in North Korea has the internet. If you want to do that, you can. And there's no banker, there's no politician, there's no fat man with a terrible haircut. You decide who that is. Who can stop you? You can find out more right now by going to dash.org. That's D-A-S-H, dash.org. So where were we on this education?
I think we were talking about Jack attending public school.
Oh yeah, John, and you're asking about Jack going to public school. Yeah, I mean, I can't say that I want him to. If he decides he wants to go play football or something like that, I don't see any evidence that that's going to be the case, by the way.
Sure.
But if he decides that that's what he wants to do, then sure, he can go off and do that. You can, as a homeschooled kid, play football at the local school that you paid for, if that's what you want to do. But, some kids want to be with the other kids.
Right.
Their recess and hanging out with those other kids is so important to them that that's what they want to do. And I think that should be fine. In the case of the local school in my town, it's a good one. If you rank it against other government schools, it does quite well. I don't know how it does against the private school in my area, but I have no intention of sending my son to a Seventh-day Adventist school. So, those are my options.
Well, when I was co-hosting Wednesday nights years ago, we had more than one caller who wanted advice on what to do in these, families where parents get divorced or whatever, and a kid has to go to public school. I think it's a much better situation to be in if, that does become the case where a child is going to go into the public school, if they have a parent who understands these problems with schooling, who understands what actual education is, who's invested in their child's self-directed education, in their child's future, and also has this skepticism, the liberty mindset certainly helps develop that skepticism about the public schools. Like, I think with all those things in place, that child is much better set up for school survival than the parent who just, marches the kid to the bus stop and then tells his or herself a story about how that kid is getting an education because they spend 7 hours in the school.
So I have a question. I want you to think about it because I'm going to take a call here after
sure.
I ask the question.
Absolutely.
If you had to sort of you get to pick, right? You mm-hmm. are God King of schooling.
Terrific.
Would you rather a kid go to government school the first few years and then have the rest of the time off? Would you rather them, basically do unschooling for the first 6 years or 4 years and then, go to school for the middle and then be off? Would it be the least important time in a kid's schooling? The first 4 years, the middle 4 years, the last 4 years? Let's go to, and I want you to think about that.
I love that question.
And give me an answer here in a second, but we're going to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, before I go on to my topic, my comment on what you just said is I think you already had it. You talked about letting the kid decide, so I think that's probably the or in my head anyway, that's the biggest factor is what does the kid want to do.
Did you homeschool your kids, David?
No, I remember it. I haven't seen my children in 10 years because they were trafficked away from me by the state.
I don't know what the time frame is, but I know that you had kids.
Yeah, I was the stay-at-home parent, excuse me, the primary caretaker while they were basically in diapers. And before they got out of diapers, she left and the kids went with her and I never saw them again. So, but I would have, if I had the ability, meaning I didn't need to be out working, I would prefer to homeschool. That's what I would have done if I had the choice. But sometimes you don't have the choice because you can't do your job, your career, your work or whatever.
Yep.
And school at the same time. Some people can and some people can't. So it just depends on the situation. But that would be the first choice.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. And I hope that I don't sound too sanctimonious when I'm talking about this. My wife and I decided that we were going to sacrifice. We were decided that she was, I wasn't going to buy new clothes. We weren't going to eat out very often, one time a week. She was going to make meals at home, and we were going to only have one car, and we made sacrifices in order for her to be able to, us to have the money so that it would make up for the fact that she wasn't working.
Right.
And that's what our decision was, and at this point, I'm pretty happy about it. Go ahead, David, with your thoughts.
Yeah, good. I relate to that too. Yeah, the sacrifice thing, that was a part of the plan this end of it as well. So I agree with that. What I was calling you about tonight is just a brief update, and without being too boring about it, this mayor election thing is coming to a head in Albuquerque. They just had another debate today, one-on-one, the two finalists, the Republican and the Democrat. The Democrat being, I'm sure you're familiar with Tim Keller via Sarah's calls. And the reason I bring that one up is just under the category of keeping politicians accountable. I think I told you it was like a week ago, it's over a week, 2 weeks since I got a commitment from Keller to call me and discuss an issue that he couldn't answer the question live on air. And of course, he has not followed up on that commitment that he made.
I wondered about that. David, please keep us up to date on that, because I'm interested in if he'll ever live up to what he says he's going to do. Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Batsies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Mega fish oil
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. This live edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark here with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Brett.
Brett, I asked you a question, and I have not forgotten the question. We will get into it here in just a moment, but I want to tell people real quick about what's going on with hope.freetalklive.com. This is an orphanage we're building in Jinja, Uganda, in Africa. We have got the roof on it now. We're looking for to raise basically another $6,000. So jax.io and getcell411.com are matching. So all we have to do is raise basically $2,000. If you would please go check out hope.freetalklive.com. Read about what we're doing there. If you find it motivating, then please give at hope.freetalklive.com. We just want these kids to have an opportunity to go to school, have a place to take a shower, you know, sleep in a bed rather than all piled up on the floor like they have been. I've seen the pictures. So there you go. Hope.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Patrick calling in from Norfolk. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Oh, I watched the news once in a great while. All that I see on the news basically is all the talks about all the torture down in California, all the fires and stuff.
Yeah.
Any idea when they got any help coming in from other states or anything?
I know that firefighters can't. I know firefighters went from here in New Hampshire. I was on an email list that, it was brought up. I considered going, but I didn't. I don't have the training that a lot of these guys have, so I didn't want to become a burden to the people who are doing the real work out there. I don't think they want a piker, so I decided not to go. I have heard, however, this is the largest forest fire in California history, which is saying something.
Absolutely. Where is it located?
It's Northern California, like Napa Valley area.
Do you know any other states are involved? Got any other fires out besides California that are?
We've got a pretty robust system for handling forest fires, brush fires and that sort of thing. States all over the union, this isn't anything new. There will be fires out west next year, too, and the year after, and the year after, and the year after, because fires are a natural part of what goes on out there.
Well,
so we're prepared. It's just that this was a really big one, and the fire is dangerous. So, something bad happened, and this is why they call firemen heroes, because they're willing to go out there and, fight the fire. But, again, they get paid for it. Go ahead.
Well, I lived in northeastern California for a while, about 6 months. It was up above Susanville, up near the McCoy Reservoir.
I can't say my California geography is really that good. You're getting beyond my ability to know where you're going there. So what's up?
Yeah. Well, anyways, I didn't run into too many forest fires when I lived there, so I was just wondering.
It's a big country.
You want to know an interesting fact about forest fires? And this is actually a little Free Talk Live tidbit here. The first time I ever had Mr. Ian Freeman on my show in 2009, title of the episode was The War on Fire, and we talked about government unintended consequences. And the U.S. Forest Service, when they started, they were out to put out everything that started, right? Every fire, even these small brush fires. So because they would go after the small stuff on the forest floor, what actually wound up happening was the bigger fires would have more kindling.
Right. Fine fuel.
Yeah, exactly. And forest fires actually got worse over the history of the U.S. Forest Service.
Yep. Thanks for the call, Patrick. Appreciate it.
A story came out last week that Pacific Gas and Electric, I'm assuming that's what PG&E stands for,
yep,
the utility, may be responsible for this latest batch of fires, that some power lines have sparked this latest.
I've certainly seen that happen. So before we get back into the calls here, I had asked you a question, Brett, and I want you to get an opportunity to answer it. And since that question was asked probably about 10 minutes ago, I'm going to re-ask that question. The question was, is if you had to sort of give advice to parents, and you're an expert sort of on alternative education, if you had to give advice to parents and they had to pick sort of one-third of their kids' time in school to send them – the kids' time in school years to send them to school. So you could basically pick early to mid-elementary. You could pick late elementary, middle school to maybe early high school somewhere in there, junior high or high school. Basically the 4 years, 4 years, 4 years.
Right.
Which one would you pick just sort of as the one to send a kid to school if you had to?
I'm going with high school.
Okay, why?
The reason why...
It was so damaging to me. High school was so awful.
Well, I think this should be... We should check this by saying every individual is different, so I'm not being prescriptive here in any way. If I was providing this as an actual consulting service, I would need to know as much as I could about the child, but it's very far-fetched because, if this parent is making the decision, the child is five, so what am I going to be able to know about the child in that moment child is? So it's a very difficult situation.
You're
zooming out
above a timeline here.
Oh, perfect.
Right, that's amazing, right? So as you zoom out, you have no timeline. You're not dealing with somebody who's currently dealing with their kid, and so the day-to-day problems of education,
absolutely. And right. In an earlier segment, you did call me the God Emperor of education.
Yeah, right. I said you're God King, so
this would be a power that I would have, I think.
Why high school?
Well, for the reasons we already talked about, those first 4 years of elementary school, from the time a child's about 6 to 10, are very formative years as far as, building some confidence.
But I thought 1 to 5 was the formative years.
Well, I mean, as far as the school age years.
Okay.
Like, those are probably the most important years.
So second most formative.
Right. I mean, as far as the child's psychology, psychology, I think it's the first 5 years. But as far as asserting oneself as a learner, as a person, ages 6 to 10 are the most important group of years in the choices that you gave me. So I would want that child to have the maximum freedom possible to pursue his or her interests. Middle school, I would not want, is certainly a boy trapped in a desk because he's going through puberty. So I think you said it was Montessori who had talked about, we were talking about this during the break, you said Montessori said kids don't learn at that age.
Yeah, that's, they said send them to a farm.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of why, because sitting still when you're having all those feelings is very, very difficult.
This is where emo kids come from.
And high school is a time to be social. It's a time to, what was the word you used, Johnny Ray?
Network.
Network. Right? With boys, with people of the opposite sex or the same sex or whatever you're into, right? And if the child has been home educated all the way up to that time, they are in a much better position, I think, to survive and thrive in a potentially toxic environment like the American high school.
Let's go to Scott Bigot calling in from Massachusetts. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, good evening, Mark, Johnny Ray, and Brett. How are you?
Good, how are you?
As good as can be expected. You know, I'm going to tell you something. President Trump, as you know, broke the Iran treaty. And that's going to bring eventually an unnecessary war with Iran, probably sooner than later. And if you read between the writing, if you read the white writing on the wall, if you read between the lines, this smacks of the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, APEC, and Jared Kushner, his son-in-law, Trump's son-in-law, who have worked behind the scenes in a conspiracy, and this is not just a conjecture, this is why what's going on, to sabotage the treaty in the hope that America will start a war with Iran and do basically the dirty work for Israel, that what's American boys will fight and die in the Middle East instead of Zionists getting killed.
No,
that's not fair.
So what's the best evidence that Kushner is the culprit there?
Well, he's an Orthodox Jew. He's deeply religious.
He doesn't have the hat.
No, he doesn't have the hat. He doesn't.
How can he be Orthodox?
He's Orthodox. He doesn't have the revolting side locks and all of that. But he's Orthodox.
That's something else. That's Hasidic.
But I thought the Hasidics were Orthodox.
And he has the most important, powerful man in the world, and told him to kill the Iran treaty. So Israel won't have to shoulder the burden with a war with Iran. We're already in the Middle East, and now Iran is gonna only be more antagonistic toward us, more hostile toward us, and gonna push us closer to war. That means American boys are gonna have to fight and die,
Scott,
in the Middle East fighting Israel's war. We don't need to fight for the Zionists.
Scott, something terrible has happened. Listen, Scott, something terrible has happened. Brett has asked me to hold you over.
All right, I'll wait.
Ugh. Free Talk Live.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.